Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by the new sheriff of Tuolumne County, Bill Pooley, formally took the oath of office this past Tuesday to take over for the retiring sheriff, Jim Mealy. Sheriff Pooley, next thing I want to ask you about is a little bit more about, you know, you have now officially taken over as sheriff. Any other initial changes that you're looking at or planning to make?
I don't know if you'd call them changes. I've worked with Sheriff Mealy for the last started my sixth year here. We had a shared vision of what the sheriff's office can do, and really it's just a matter of building on that vision. It's a matter of building on the platforms. You know, we want to get a school resource officer back in the schools, and by the time school starts, we hope to have hired a part-time individual, and we're also going to assign a full-time individual to the schools. I think in this day and age, it's absolutely needed. It helps build a relationship with the schools, the children themselves, and let's face it, with all the school shootings that are going on, we have to do a better job of maintaining the safety at the schools.
The school resource officer, is that something that the state level is kind of pitching in funding for, or is that something that's got to be out of the main sheriff's office budget?
That is going to come right out of the sheriff's office budget. We're going to reallocate a position from patrol, and the part-time position was already paid for through the budget.
You know, with the new budget that took effect starting on July 1st, were there many changes when it comes to staffing or anything like that, or operations?
Not for us. We had to tighten our belt quite a bit. We didn't have any staffing changes. We didn't lose any positions or anything like that. Also, we didn't gain any positions. You know, the sheriff's office does need additional bodies for a variety of things. It'd be great to have four deputies in the schools. Then we could really do some proactive programs. Now we're going to start chipping away at it now, but it would be great to have two more.
You know, roughly how many people do you have with the sheriff's office?
We have 62 sworn in the sheriff's office and about 45 jail deputies. And then we have our professional staff and all the volunteers that go along with that.
You know, with recruiting people to the Motherlode as compared to other areas of the state, are there difficulties in getting new people to want to come to the Motherlode to take up a career in law enforcement?
You know, this part I'm really happy with. We have been very successful in our recruitment. We've been recruiting local talent, young men and women who are growing up in Tuolumne County. We are actively seeking those folks out because if they have a tie to the community, they're going to stay. Traditionally, Tuolumne County has been somewhat of a training ground. People would come to the sheriff's office, they'd stay a couple years, and they would go to the Valley or the Bay Area for more money, which is understandable. But if we can find folks that have a tie to the community, A, they care about the community, and they'll do a better job, and B, they'll stay here longer. And we have been really successful this last year. We were actually full. Sheriff Mealy told me that it's the first time in 30 years that he's seen our office full.
And then the quality of life and raising a family and just the support for law enforcement here, is that kind of a good way to recruit as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, right behind you here, you have all these pictures of Tuolumne County, the lakes and the rivers and the mountains and the streams. This is a fantastic place to live. It's a great place to raise your family. That helps. Absolutely, that helps.
You know, what have you noticed when it comes to crime trends in Tuolumne County recently over the past few years when it comes to things that are concerning for this area?
You know, Tuolumne County is a safe community. We don't tend to have a lot of homicides and things like that. We're not having drive-by shootings. But our issues fall within what I call those quality of life issues. They're the thefts, car thefts. Ladies can't leave their purse in the car without the window being broken out and the purse taken. We have, obviously, homeless issues that we need to deal with. Those are the quality of life issues that we need to work on and be more proactive with. And we've done a couple models, like the one we did in Jamestown, and we want to do more of that.
You know, what is your observations? You mentioned homelessness and kind of how it impacts law enforcement. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, homelessness has become a law enforcement issue. We're always dealing with them. First responders in general are constantly dealing with them. The amount of ambulance calls, medical aid calls, drunk in public, somebody is sleeping in the park, they've started a fight downtown. We're dealing with them constantly. We're always dealing with them. We have to train our deputies to deal with it, and it's there's no way we're ever going to arrest our way out of this situation. We have to provide resources to these folks to get them off the streets. So what we did in Jamestown is we assigned two deputies to the downtown Jamestown area for 30 days. And it was the result of a town hall meeting where the public came out and said, look, the homelessness is overrunning our town. They're defecating in the streets. There's vomit in the streets. They're sleeping in the parks. The kids can't use the parks. We need help. And so we assigned two deputies down there. And when you have a person that is homeless, it's usually because of mental illness, some sort of drug or alcohol abuse. Those are where we need to get them help. The problem is we see them only occasionally as first responders. But when we assign a deputy there all the time, we see them every day, all day. And we were able to get a few of them in that small time frame where they were sober and they wanted help, and we were able to get them help. And behavioral health was fantastic with us. You know, we had some learning curves or bumps in the roads, if you will, along the way. We had a gentleman say, hey, I want help. We called behavioral health, and they said, okay, we'll evaluate him Thursday. Well, by Thursday, this person was drunk again and things like that. So we worked with behavioral health. They came out. They rode out with us in the car. And so when those folks said they wanted help, we got them help immediately because you have to jump on it, or else they start using again, something else happens in their life, and you can't get them the resources they need. And we've been successful. We've got a couple people off the streets now. If you look at the parks down there, they're being used by the public again in general. We also took in the inmate workers that we talked about earlier, and we cleaned up the town. We repainted the county building. We pressure washed the sidewalks. We helped clean up and board up a couple homes that the homeless were using. We right next to the community center, there's a parking lot in Jamestown, and it was totally overgrown with brush. And we went in there and we cleaned up that area, and the businesses around it, around that area, then reported that their businesses picked up. Specifically, a little salon which was behind all the brush now could be seen from the street, and their business picked up. So I think we've done some good things. The problem is manpower. We need more of it. And again, you know, we talked about the school resource officers and putting these kids in the schools. When the school's out of session, those two deputies are then going to be assigned to deal with these quality of life issues. So where we may not get to attack it year round, we're going to attack it.
You mentioned that you said how you can't arrest your way out of this problem. You know, you see your role as sheriff being somebody that has to kind of go out and build alliances with different groups and different organizations and so forth?
Yes. We try to attend a variety of meetings with ADCA and behavioral health and things like that. We've got some grants that behavioral health is writing, or I believe they just received the grant, and we're going to have behavioral health folks out with us on a regular basis for mental illness and crisis intervention. The idea is to not just arrest somebody and put them away, but to get them help. Because if you just arrest them, A, we don't have enough room in the jail to keep them. They're going to get out, and then we're going to deal with them again. So if we can get them help, get them out of the system, the county will be healthier for it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new sheriff of Tuolumne County, Bill Pooley, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a reminder, next week we'll turn our attention to the Tuolumne County General Plan update. Be joined in studio by a couple of leaders with the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency, David Gonzalez and Quincy Yaley. We'll hear the latest as the county has been trying to get a general plan update approved by the end of the year. Again, our final segment with the new sheriff, Bill Pooley, in just a minute.